This is Fresh Air. In the new PBS crime series, Guilt, two Scottish brothers try to avoid the fallout of a hit-and-run accident. The first episode premieres Sunday on PBS Masterpiece and can be streamed on Passport and the Masterpiece Prime Video channel. Our critic at large, John Powers, says the series made him tense, but in a good way.
Ever since Watergate, it's become commonplace to say that it's not the crime, but the cover-up that takes you down. While this may be true of political or financial malfeasance, sometimes a crime is so grievous that covering it up might seem to be the smart move. That's the move that gets made in Guilt, a darkly comic Scottish thriller about two Edinburgh brothers who do a bad thing, then scramble to avoid the consequences. The latest offering of PBS's Masterpiece, this four-part series has a verve that made me think of the TV series Fargo, which I mean is high praise. Supercharged by a live-wire performance by star Mark Bonar, the show starts breezy and then deepens. Guilt begins with sleek Max McCall, that's Bonar, and his shambly younger brother Jake, played by Jamie Sivis, driving drunkenly home after a wedding. On a deserted residential street, they hit an old man and kill him. The guileless Jake wants to call the cops, but the overbearing Max is a high-powered lawyer who insists that turning themselves in will ruin them. And so they drag the dead man back to his home and try to make it look like he died of natural causes. At first, luck is on their side. Turns out the old man was dying of pancreatic cancer, and the authorities assume that's what killed him. Then the victim's American niece, Angie, nicely played by Ruth Bradley, turns up for the funeral and begins asking questions. Before the brothers know it, they're dealing with a drunken detective, an old woman across the street whose deadpan demeanor hides all manner of invisible wiles, and a gangster, played by the wonderful Scottish actor Bill Paterson, who's been in everything from The Singing Detective to Fleabag. As if that weren't enough, Jake and Angie fall for each other. They bond over naming the best Bowie record. While Max's wife Claire, who feels trapped in their glossy, soulless house, is being wooed by a woman at the gym. Max keeps telling Jake that everything is under control. But every time they think they're safe, a new witness or clue appears. The show echoes with the sounds of other shoes dropping. And neither brother trusts the other because they're so different, as we hear in this early scene when Jake asks Max how he slept.
How did you sleep?
Very well. My pillows are Hungarian goose down. They essentially cradle the neck.
Could we talk about the fact that we killed a man?
Why would we want to do that?
Well, don't you feel that, Max?
What?
The guilt.
Jacob is dying. Pancreatic cancer. That's a carnival of pain. If he was here now, he'd probably thank us.
Well, I think he'd want to at least touch on the fact that we killed him.
Look, we give him a dignified exit. Now someone finds him, he's spruced up and there's not a dry eye in the church.
Now, you may want to put on the subtitles when you watch Guilt. The accents are as richly Scottish as a deep-fried Mars bar. But don't let that put you off. This is a program that grabs you. The tension never lets up. Yet it possesses a core of human feeling, starting with the warped relationship between the brothers. A failed rock musician who now runs a floundering used record store, Jake is a sympathetic forest creature of a man. He's even bearded and shaggy. And he feels bad about their fatal hit and run. Warmly played by Sivis, he's an essentially decent guy who becomes less eager to turn himself in when he falls for Angie. He finally has something to lose. Even as we root for Jake, Bonar's bravura as the hubristic cold-blooded Max makes us yearn for his comeuppance. This pale white-haired lawyer, with his gimlet eyes, vicious teeth, and smug smile, resembles some sort of deep-sea barracuda that's been bleached from living so long with no light. Rivetingly awful and increasingly frantic, Max is the kind who, when he assures you that everything is fine, you better start looking for the exits. Guilt is an apt title for the show, which offers colliding versions of what the word means. For Jake, guilt is personal, something you feel when you do something you know is wrong. For Max, it's a legal notion with no morality or emotion attached. If you get away with it, you're not guilty. In between, you find the show's other characters, who, to different degrees, are all doing things they feel they shouldn't really be doing. There's plenty of guilt to go around. Of course, in life there always is. As the late Ohio humorist Irma Bombeck famously said, Guilt is the gift that keeps on giving.
John Powers reviewed the new PBS series Guilt, beginning Sunday on Masterpiece and streaming on Passport and the Masterpiece Prime Video channel. Monday on Fresh Air, for the Labor Day holiday, we conclude our Summer of Soul series with interviews with Mavis Staples and Gladys Knight. Hope you can join us. Chair's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Sherlock. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Al Banks. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancuda.